I was thinking about when you're talking this like experience of being on tour and on the road and thinking about the piece you wrote about your father, you know, a lifetime on the road. And it's like, how do we find ourselves subconsciously in these situations where we're just doing, you know, we're on the road, we're just like feeling like this was it. Maybe it's as an immigrant, it's coming to America, feeling like this is it. And then you're spending a lifetime just doing these things that aren't necessarily fulfilling, or were once were, but then were no longer. During your journey of this path, do you ever see yourself caught up in maybe old mentalities that you found growing up or you've noticed with having immigrant parents?
For sure. I think that's definitely something. And I write about it in my third book a lot. I write about productivity. I perform a piece about it on the road. It took me years and lots of therapy to realize that I should take weekends off. That's something that I definitely got from my parents that I didn't know was like an important thing to do. That and this idea of like giving 200% of yourself, you know, and saying yes and not having boundaries. You know, my home growing up was like an open door policy. Whether it was refugees, undocumented folks, like they were in our house. And, you know, like my dad was always, we were always like taking people in and giving. And my mom would get sometimes so frustrated with my dad because she was like, you're taking food out of my kid's mouth and like, you know, giving it away, because my dad was always so hard pressed on the importance of education. And we have so many cousins and family back home in Punjab. And, you know, like we did have less, you know, we didn't have the toys and the Barbies and the vacations or any of those experiences, because once we paid the bills and, you know, we ate, the money went back to my relatives so that he could pull people out of poverty one by one. And I think that's so beautiful. And I think that's definitely something that I want to hold on to, but I think I definitely need to, moving forward, figure out boundaries. And I see that with my dad, like he's learning boundaries and he's also learning areas he says he can't. He doesn't even know how to have them. So those are definitely things I picked up from them that have now like led to burnout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also great success. I think a lot of times we kind of are like, oh, it feels so much, or like I'm burning out, I'm giving too much. And then you also, it's like, this has created such a beautiful healing experience for so many. And, you know, I think us as consumers of your art and people that really relate are so grateful for your road up in the past 10 years. What would be something you would potentially do differently? Like, what would be one thing that you would do? Maybe it is boundaries. Maybe it is more self-care. Would it be more time off? Would you have taken the time off sooner?
Yeah, I wish I did take, like, I haven't mm-hmm. taken any time off. And I thought I was okay with that. I had so much energy. And even when I was exhausted or extremely depressed, I was always tied into a contract or some other like legally binding thing that just I couldn't get out of. Yeah. And one thing I stopped doing was signing contracts with my publishers. And it was such a freeing, like my last book, the last book that I was contracted to write came out in 2020. And after that, I was like, no more. And I saw something so interesting happen. The moment I was no longer bound to this thing, the creativity just started to flow more and more freely. And I mean, that's how Healing Through Words happened. That book, if I had signed another book deal, Healing Through Words was never going to happen. Because I would have pushed myself to write another book of poems, having experienced nothing new, because it's just been COVID, you know? So that's definitely something that a lesson I'm taking forward is like making sure I continue not to like bind myself to those things. Mm-hmm. And I am challenging myself to taking real time off, not a week, not 3 weeks, not a month, but like a longer period. Because one thing I've been realizing is like, it's been amazing. And I speak from such a place of privilege. I'm deeply privileged to take time off, but I also have a responsibility to myself as a creator and to my readers to give them the most honest art possible. And what I've noticed is that all these blessings. It's been like collecting gold, and I've been like just holding it, and it's been surrounding me. But there's a certain point where it almost seems to begin to feel like it's trapping you from the inside. Mm-hmm. And so now I think it's time to undo some of that so that I can charge right through it and make the next thing.
That's huge. Yeah, I'm excited because if imagining, you know, taking a month off, it's like you in your tender era, you in your soft and like slow era, like that writing is just going to be mm-hmm. incredible. But it's interesting how we kind of, yeah, it's like we create these prisons for ourselves almost where we're like, I want the success. And that's, you know, when the capitalism kind of comes into play where it's like, okay, we're going to create this situation where we're monetizing your soul gifts. We're doing these things and you sort of feel trapped. But you were talking about boundaries a little bit, you know, as something you're learning. And I think as a collective, we're all really learning and understanding boundaries. Have you had to set boundaries with friends or relationships in your life? And how has that felt?
Ooh, I'm so bad at boundaries. I think my me setting boundaries with my friends wasn't even like a healthy, formal conversation. It was more so like, I'm just so bad at being in touch with people that yes. they're like, okay, this girl's never going to pick up her phone. I think I've become, in terms of my relationships and friends, because they've seen me sort of like go through this journey, I'm very lucky to have like such a solid group of girls who are just there to hold me. I think I need to learn to have better boundaries with myself because I become so driven and so ambitious that I put myself and my life on the back burner. Nobody, you know, they're not the ones pushing me or telling me to do it or putting me in uncomfortable situations. I'm doing that. And it's weird. You know what I struggle with boundaries is because I feel bad and selfish. Like it just is mm-hmm. such a, it's definitely not a concept I'm walking toward it right now, but it's not exactly a concept I've fully embraced and learned to execute yet. I know that it's important and I'm walking toward that road, but I still have a long way to go before I can really execute it in like the best way possible.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.